From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the missile test, in his words, a further troubling violation of UN resolutions. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency session, which is scheduled for the afternoon. U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Monday at the White House. Trade between the two neighbors topped the agenda, with a new American leader looking to renegotiate or scrap the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Here is Mr. Trump.
We understand that both of our countries are stronger when we join forces in matters of international commerce. Having more jobs and trade right here in North America is better for both the United States and is also much better for Canada.
Mr. Trudeau's schedule for the one-day visit also includes talks with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. President Trump made his first phone calls to African heads of state Monday. He spoke with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. Pakistani police say a suicide bomber set off an explosion Monday at a protest rally in Lahore, killing at least 13 people and wounding around 85. Two senior police officers are among the dead. The rally was being staged outside the provincial legislature by chemists and pharmaceutical manufacturers who oppose new regulations. Witnesses said the slain police officers were negotiating with protest leaders to seek an end to the rally when the bomb exploded. This is VOA News. Nearly 200,000 people remain under evacuation orders Monday in the western U.S. state of California, while authorities try to repair erosion to a spillway at the country's tallest dam. A spillway failure could lead to flooding. Officials are trying to find out how to fix the overflow channel at the Oroville Dam before deciding whether it's safe to let people return to their homes. Bill Croyle is the acting director of the California Department of Water Resources.
Frankly, we don't know exactly why this erosion occurred. The key was, for us, is that we did have our monitoring people in place. This was a new, never-happened-before event. When we do that, we're going to err on the side of having multiple monitoring strategies so that when something comes up, like we saw yesterday, we see a problem, we look at that rate, we consult with our technical experts, inform our emergency managers, and we make a decision, and that's what we did.
The 235-meter dam, which holds back Lake Oroville, is not in danger of collapse. Video drone footage released Monday by Russia shows the extent of the most recent destruction in the historic Syrian city of Palmyra. The video shows significant damage to the facade of Roman-era theater and the Tetrapylon, a set of four monuments with 16 columns, of which only two are said to remain standing. In Geneva, United Nations envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, says the formal start of Syrian peace talks is set for February 23rd. A Pakistani judge Monday banned Valentine's Day celebrations in the country's capital, Islamabad. The government issued an order for police to enforce the ban. The annual homage to romance has become popular in recent years in Pakistan, but Islamist parties consider it a vulgar Western practice. Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi called Monday for a meeting of his ruling Democratic Party to determine its leader. Renzi, who is the current leader, is believed to be seeking a showdown with his critics within the party. He told the party to stop its internal squabbles and concentrate instead on defeating the populists and protectionists gaining popularity in Italy and the rest of Europe. Renzi resigned as premier after losing a constitutional referendum in December. The leader of French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron's political party is accusing Russia of launching media and internet attacks on his candidate. Without citing specific evidence, Ricard Fernand says Russia is trying to help the campaigns of Macron's rivals, Marine Le Pen and François Fillon, by transmitting fake news. Fernand urged the government to make sure there was no Russian meddling in the election. 32 people were killed Monday when a tour bus crashed in Taiwan. Shortly after the crash, 12 people were under treatment for injuries. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.